shouldn't forget that the large number of the voters do not go to vote.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's a problem within the United States, it's a problem in a country with a higher turnout, such as the United Kingdom. It starts to be a problem also in countries such as Italy or such as Spain. Both countries experience the dictatorships, and we had, perhaps also as a consequence, very high electoral turnout. Mm. And that should be taken into account. You know? So, but again, to repeat, there is a basic problem that people are less inclined to participate in the political process. They are discouraged about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is a bit the situation where people don't have the taste anymore for democracy. And I mean, this is one theory I mentioned in one previous episode for the people who actually saw the previous one. I was thinking that maybe, I mean, it's what you said, maybe younger people, including me, we have never experienced dictatorship, so we don't know really what it's like. And maybe we are just bored of democracy, which is very sad because it has huge consequences. But just because we are bored, maybe we try for something else, for something different.
Yeah, yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. But again, I repeat, we see that there is a willingness to participate.
Yeah.
And therefore, you know, also the political process should sometimes be able to include and ask citizens to participate in something which is visible. And again, democracy is not only about rights, it is also about duties. And if we speak about duties, it means that more people need to participate in the political process.